We have landed in Podcast Planet.
We are on Podcast Planet. Welcome to Podcast Planet.
Welcome to the planet of podcasts.
I would hate that. No, I wouldn't. I would hate the planet of improv, probably, though.
The planet improv?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Jesus.
You have to get a suggestion for, like, everything you do.
But, like, when you think about it, like, we're already on it. What do we do every day, you know?
Yeah.
It's all improv all the time.
We're on that planet, though, right?
We're on the planet improv already, man.
Yeah. And today...
Yeah. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Drew.
What the fuck are we doing today? What are we doing today, Charlotte?
Let's get down into death.
Let's get down into death.
Let's sink our teeth into some death things.
Ooh. Okay.
This was on a
Whoops. Improv.
Accept it and move on. A cord just fell down. Who cares? fucked up ways people died.
Oh. Oh, here we go.
This was a BuzzFeed article I saw, and I really liked it. And then I looked at other stuff.
Yeah.
A dancer was strangled by her scarf wearing it when it caught in the hubcap of a car.
A dancer?
Yeah.
Why does it matter if she's a dancer? What, like, was she dancing?
She was a famous dancer.
Oh,
I guess this is why it was.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Why does it matter? Who cares?
Who cares if she was a dancer? And she got her scarf. Does it say how?
She was learning to drive her brand new convertible. She leaned back and her scarf got tangled, tightening around her neck and dragging her from the seat onto the road.
Good Lord Almighty. What a scarf.
Yeah.
What a fucking scarf on that. Like, she just was like, I'm going to drive this convertible. And I'm going to show my scarf around.
She woke up and was like, God, I got to learn to drive that convertible. What do I wear?
Oh, you know what would be fun? You know what would be fun? My huge 10-foot scarf.
I should grab that before I get in my convertible.
Flowing behind me while I'm...
Imagine it.
Henry.
Henry. Husband. Honey.
Husband
Henry.
I'm going to... finally learn how to drive that convertible.
You better wear that goddamn scarf I bought you.
Okay. Sure, I'll wear it. It'll be fun and look cool.
Yeah.
Oh, also, isn't a convertible just another car? Do I not know how to drive a car? In general?
You practiced on the covered one, and now we got to get you to the open space one. It's different.
Oh, okay.
That's funny.
Making fun of people who died.
The owner of a Segway company died by riding one off of a cliff.
Yep.
Yeah, he did.
That's correct. That's the correct way to go.
Scary. Doing
what he loved, you know?
He did it on purpose. It'll never be better than this.
It'll never be. I finally own my own Segway company. And now I'm fully happy. Nothing's better. Splash.
Have you ever done ecstasy?
Yeah.
Did you drink a ton of water?
Enough, maybe, probably.
You didn't die from it, though?
I didn't die from the water. I've heard that could be a thing.
You can die from drinking too much water.
While you're on ecstasy, because there's some weird salt thing. There's some, like, I can't remember what it was. It was like you're not drowning. It's a...
This says your sodium levels fall incredibly low.
That's
Why does
it.
That matter? What's that do then?
I don't know. Your electrolytes go to shit. So you can't... Basically, you just run out of energy because you're just flushing yourself.
Ew, gross.
Like, if you're going to do some ecstasy or MDMA or whatever, it's the same thing.
Kids,
drink Gatorade. Don't drink water.
Nicely done.
Electrolytes.
We are incredible.
We're fucking... This is... What a public service.
One woman drank 6 liters in 3 hours for a contest to win a Nintendo Wii, threw up, and died.
Oh, yeah. God.
Man.
I heard of this.
You did?
Yeah, I forgot where, but man.
It was a contest to drink water to win a Wii, or she was just so nervous about a contest that she drank water?
So, now I can't remember. I thought it was, so they had to, I can't remember now. So I thought it was they had to keep their hand on something.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And then they, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
Who knows? Anyways, too much water.
You died getting your son a Wii.
Oh, she did it for the kid?
Yeah. That sucks.
That's too bad.
And she didn't get it. Did she get it?
Because she died. Well, she died, so.
So I was like, well, I mean, you didn't win.
If your mom died winning you a Wii, would you keep that Wii or toss it?
Oh, I'd keep it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you play it?
Yeah.
I'd be so sad the day it died. Because
that's what she would want.
Oh, I hate this. A New York congressman died from shaving in 1921 because his brush was covered in anthrax.
What?
Yeah, that sucks.
His razor was covered in anthrax?
His brush. From an animal, from the animal hairs. It must have been on the hair of the animal, and then it was on his face.
So there was just some anthrax on the animal?
Yeah, right?
Or is he a politician and someone assassinated him?
This is why you are on this podcast.
Let's play What's More Likely.
He was
assassinated.
Him.
Someone killed him. Anthrax doesn't naturally live on animal fur, I don't think. I'm pretty sure that's not a thing.
The owner of a wool mill died from suffocation after getting wrapped in 800 yards of yarn. He fell into the machine he was operating, and the wool wound around him.
Oh, no.
It happened fast, the police said.
He's like, whoa.
Cartoon death. 100% a cartoon death.
That's a cartoon death.
Someone could have saved him, but they were laughing so hard. Because that's hilarious.
It's funny because it's probably like a soft landing, so it didn't like hurt. Just like... Because it's probably like spinning it up pretty quick.
Do you think also he died doing the thing he loved most?
I think he had dreams of doing something else, maybe.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. Unless he like started that.
I kind of imagine, yeah, it was his business.
Yeah, it's like, it's his business, I guess. And he's like, I kind of wish I would have gotten into VR. He wanted to do VR. Harmless. Poor guy.
Poor dude. Poor guy. A British man obsessed with health food drank too much carrot juice and died. I don't care about that one. What's wrong?
He died of drinking carrot juice?
Too much. And the damage it did to his liver. Basil Brown drank himself to death in 1974.
Basil Brown.
That is the funniest part of it. Basil Brown.
Basil Brown.
Basil Brown. Oh. This is my favorite one.
Okay.
Playwright Tennessee Williams choked on a plastic bottle cap. You know those nasal bottles and they have that like cone little white thing?
Mm-hmm.
He filled that up with like some pills to like shoot it down. And the cap slipped from his fingers, lodged itself in his throat, and that is how he accidentally swallowed it and died.
That's how Tennessee Williams died?
That's how playwright Tennessee Williams died.
He died of a nasal squirt cap?
His body was found in New York City in February 1983 with a plastic cap of the type used on bottles of nasal spray or eye solution lodged in his throat.
God damn.
Right?
What? Like...
Right? What?
Yeah, I'm trying to think like who in Tennessee Williams plays, because there's been some
cat on the
there's
hot.
Been some deaths in Tennessee Williams plays.
Yeah,
and I wonder if like in his last he's like, I should have had this be one of those deaths. Yeah. It should have been like this.
This is the ultimate. I could have done it again. I would
if I would have done it again. I would.
That's insane. That's my favorite one. Oh, no. I have another favorite one. Next one, 1919, a giant molasses tank burst.
Oh, yes.
Killed 21 people in Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that?
I remember. I was there.
2.3 million gallons.
Yeah, it was just a big, giant thing of molasses.
Gross.
Like, just, I know, gross more than, like, yeah. Too bad those people died. Like, yeah. You're like, ugh. Yeah. Like, what a cleanup. That's so right? Gross. Man.
15 foot high. Drowning horses. Ruining a train platform.
It was a flood. I mean, it was a huge.
Of molasses?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Yeah, the cleanup job on that.
Ugh. I mean, that's the real crime.
That's the tragic
that's
side
the real
of it.
Tragedy is those guys are like, ugh.
Yeah.
Because molasses is so gross.
It's so thick.
It's so thick and gross and nasty.
That would be terrifying, trying to
run away from a molasses yeah. flood.
Or being like in it and like it's only up to your shin and you're like, oh, I can just. Oh, shit.
You're like, oh, my shit. Shoe. Oh, no, I'm stuck.
Oh, it keeps cut.
Oh.
Yeah. Ugh.
That'd be horrifying.
That'd be terrible. This is, I think this is my favorite. A former queen that is now Thailand died from drowning in front of hundreds of people. And it was, people had to watch her drown because then it was illegal to touch.
Royalty?
Royalty. It was illegal to touch her so that people just had to watch her drown. Punishment by death to touch her.
Oh, my God.
Right? What? And she was pregnant. Right?
How? So, okay. You know what? Good. That'll teach you. Whoever. Whoever, I mean, it is.
Clearly.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right?
That's insane.
Go fuck yourself.
That's insanity. Like, that's crazy. You can't be like, well, I'm not going to go.
I can't do it.
Well, dude, I can't do it. I'll die. I'll get put to death.
Right. I have a family.
But like, we'll save her, though.
Right.
Don't we get, like...
Be a martyr.
Be a point for that? Don't we get, like, a point for that?
Or even if they killed you, like, yeah, but I saved the queen and the unborn child. Kill me.
Sure.
I'll be down in history.
But I'd also be like, I just saved her. Like, you gotta, there's gotta be a little the exception there,
please.
Guys.
Or, like, consider it.
Just consider that I saved her life and her baby.
This was in 1880.
That's not that long ago for some bullshit
that's
like that.
Fucking stupid.
Everyone's an idiot.
Everyone is an idiot. Quite a few people. Ads. People died from a dancing contest.
Oh.
A very long time ago.
It what from exhaustion?
Yeah, I think it was like a 12-day. Sorry, my thing went away. Oh, there's an man. I forgot how much I like this.
12. It's a 12-day dancing competition.
Sorry, excuse me. God damn it. A dancing plague in 1518. 400 people began to dance and were physically unable to stop for 2 months during one of the most unusual dancing manias of all time. Apparently, situations like this happened more than once between the 10th and 16th centuries, and many blame demonic possession. What?
No! No!
A dancing plague, like they couldn't stop themselves?
Like there's a disease that went through and they're like, I can't stop
dancing.
And like you're just dancing but you're like crying because you're like
all of these are hilarious. These would all make great sketches, whatever. These are hysterical.
They would all make great scenes in Improv Planet.
In Improv Planet.
Holy shit. That's amazing. That's I don't know. I don't. Was is there a disease? That needs to be looked into more. I feel like, right? What disease was that? What was that?
Something in 1500.
Did everyone just? Oh, that's demons.
Yeah,
that's demons.
Yeah, what was it? Everyone knew they were faking it, but no one wanted to be the one to call it out.
Everyone just was faking it.
I feel it too. I won't stop
there
either.
Must have been, because it's like all separate and at the same time kind of thing. Like, how is that? Like, how is that not looked into for realsy reels? You know?
Yeah.
That's like that's like a huge, you'd be like, wait, what? That's more of just like a mystery rather than like a tragedy. Be like, what the fuck happened to you guys? What what happened? Because that doesn't happen now. Like, that wouldn't happen 400
now. 400 people.
400 separate people.
That would be the coolest virus. They just passed a virus. Yeah, what is this? This
it
is a
just
fucking...
makes you dance, 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 never stop dancing. It's a dance bug. I got the dance bug in me. God.
The Duke of Clarence was believed to have drowned in a barrel of wine in 1478.
There you go.
Well,
fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
You got a barrel of wine and he just gets in.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you know, I can get the... Fuck it, man. I'm going to get in this thing. I'm just going to chill out in this bottle, in this barrel of wine.
Yeah, I don't know why.
He probably just like sat in it and just was like, oh, glorp, 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 and then just got fucking tanked.
I think he was killed this way. He conspired against his brother, King Edward.
Oh, he drowned. Okay.
And then they... carried out through drowning. What?
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, but he probably was like, all right.
Well, I'm fucking getting drowned.
I'm getting drunk and I'm getting drowned.
Whoa.
King Adolf Frederick of Sweden ate himself to death when he overate.
He
died after eating lobster, sauerkraut, champagne, caviar, and 14 servings of dessert. Ate himself to death. Just died.
Yeah.
Would that be
that bad?
No.
It wouldn't be that bad.
I'd be like, man, I'm full. I'm going to go to bed. Dead. I'm like, oh, man, stomach really.
You're just like, oh.
Yeah.
So much food.
You just slow down.
Yeah. Your body just dies.
I'm fine with that.
He was probably super fucking
Should
fat.
We change our suicide pack?
To eating to death?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, we need to rethink after all of these.
After all these, we need to... Because I'm aiming that Segway cliff. So far.
I might do molasses and wine.
Molasses and wine.
Hmm. A New York City man suffocated when he got himself in a booby trap that he created himself. That silly old man.
You stupid old man. You did it yourself, and you did... Oh, you silly.
Who's a silly Willy? You are.
Who's a silly old man from New York?
Jack Daniels.
Is there anything explaining what the booby trap was?
There's a picture of it. It's black and it looks like nonsense. Langley Collier and his brother were notorious hoarders who set up traps to make sure people stayed out of their home. Police assumed he was trying to sneak into his house without anyone seeing him. When he got caught in a 2-foot-wide tunnel, he tripped himself. Langley's decomposing body was found about a month after he died.
Oh, so it was like a hole.
He fell down a hole.
He fell down his own hole that he dug to trap people. And he's like, guys, guys, I fell down. Hello?
Hello. It happened again. Is anyone home?
Anyone home?
Langley Collier.
Oh, Langley.
Okay. Whiskey distiller Jack Daniels died from a toe infection.
Oh, that sucks.
That does suck.
Those are the worst. It's like, toe infection.
He forgot the combination to his safe, kicked it open, and jammed his toe. Toe got infected.
Fucking dead. That's back in the day, man.
Anything.
Any fucking thing killed you. Anything kills you.
You gotta be careful out there.
You had to be careful. Like, you get a scratch and like, fuck.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Like,
fuck.
Put manure on it. Tell you what you do. Go in the back, right behind this hospital, right behind this hospital. You grab the juiciest cow poo-poo that you can find, and you spread it all over that disease. You spread it all over that that diseased cut. Man, I would be dead.
Right.
I'd already be dead. But just having a cat.
Yeah, all the infections from the
I should be dead. But there's like soap and stuff. So.
And man, we're lucky.
We have like soap. We have soap and shit.
And doctors won't tell us to put poo-poo on.
They don't poo-poo. Don't poo-poo.
I'm going to show you this picture.
Okay.
I think this one is actually my favorite.
Okay.
Mary Reaser has been believed to have died from spontaneous human combustion.
Oh.
1951.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to show you this picture is awesome. It's just...
Oh, it's just like a... Just a... What the fuck?
It's just two legs, shoes on, perfectly fine. The rest of her body is completely just splayed.
Splayed out and...
Splattered. Right? That's pretty crazy. I wonder what happened.
Well, there isn't solid proof that this is even possible. But her body was... They're like the spontaneous combustion. But her body was found... I mean, it was burned from the top down.
Right. But her feet are and her legs. That's crazy. Yeah.
That is weird. The spontaneous combustion thing is super weird. Because it's not, I mean, you can't, it's so rare and it doesn't, you can't, I don't know. There's just no way to like explain it. So they're like, it's probably not that.
Yeah. Looks like she swallowed a grenade.
Like, yeah. She swallowed a little fucking.
That's insane looking.
Cherry bomb. Just like,
support. Sprout.
Yeah, I would think there's aliens. I think it would be aliens.
It's aliens.
Before it would be spontaneous combustion.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying it is aliens. I'm saying it's aliens before
more
spontaneous.
Likely to yeah. be before spontaneous
yeah.
combustion. Last one. Mm-hmm. This Danish nobleman died from a burst bladder after refusing to go pee-pee during a dinner party. He didn't want to be rude. So he didn't pee. Then he fucking died.
Guys, go pee. When you gotta pee, go pee. When you gotta poop, go poop.
Your lessons today are if you do ecstasy, drink Gatorade, not water, and just go pee-pee.
And go pee-pee when you gotta pee-pee.
When you gotta pee-pee, go pee-pee. Don't make people ask you, do you need to go pee-pee?
Don't eat grenades.
Don't eat grenades. Stay away from molasses floods. They'll get you.
Mm-hmm. And never, for any reason, never, no matter what anyone says, get on a Segway. Ever.
Ever.
Never. The Charlotte, are you afraid of death?
I'm not afraid of dying. I'm afraid of how it will happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's because I'm super I want to live forever. I don't ever die. Ever.
Yeah, I want to
ever die. I want to stay alive forever.
I want to stay here.
But what scares me is not. Because when you're dead, you can't be afraid of anything because you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's right before you
right.
die.
Yeah.
It's that sec, like, no, wait.
Yeah.
That's the most horrifying thing in the world.
I think when you're old, that no, wait is like,
eh.
Yeah.
It starts to be like, well, here we go. Yeah. And
right.
And nothing.
What do you
want people to do to your body when you die?
Ooh. Just burn it. Get it out of here.
Just get it the fuck out of here. Yeah.
I really, have you seen those pods that you can buy? Or I don't know if they're out on the market yet, but they're like full of spores and you put your body in this disposable or decompostable bag and it's it just grows. It uses your body as like fuel.
Oh, as the food?
Yeah, and then the bag goes away and the spores
and then
come
you're
to
buried?
Life. Yeah. But your body goes, yeah.
And then your body turns into mushrooms.
Right. Or a tree or whatever's
or
in
it. Or a tree. Yeah. Sure.
But just burn my body.
I want to be jettisoned into space.
You do?
Yep.
Why?
Just because Spock. Because they did that for Spock.
You just want to be in space?
Well, there's a part of me. So, well, the main part of me doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
Right.
I don't care. Whatever's easiest. But there's the other part of me that's just like, no. We're going to have some fun with this. There's going to be some fun after I die that people will be like, Drew.
Out there.
Oh, Drew.
Do you want to be in something or you just like want to be dropped out like a porta potty in the spaceship?
Yeah. That'd be cool. No, just no, like a capsule.
Okay.
And just jettisoned into space. and where I will never stop moving until I hit something or something hits me or I get caught in a gravity well.
What if you come back to life for some reason?
Oof. Ugh, yeah. I mean, then you're going to die again.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Like, wait, no. Ah, oh,
man.
Well, I guess I'll float a little.
Cool.
Oh, this is
cool.
Can't
breathe. I'm dead.
I'm dead. Mm-hmm. Oops. Oh, wait. Oh, can't dead. Oh, I'm dead. There's, because I would think it would be cool to freeze, like, cryogenically freeze.
I think that's important to at least try.
Because in the future, if there's a cure for freezing someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
If there's a cure for death,
uh-huh.
and they're like, oh, let's try it. They wake up in the future. I don't know how that works.
You can. People can probably buy those, right? And do
yeah,
that.
Yeah. You can get. There's cryogenic places all. I think all over the place. Maybe not all over the place. Probably a lot.
I wonder if you could do it. Like, I don't have the funds, but I'm donating myself for science. Use me. However, if it happens in the future, I will be your servant.
But freeze my body.
But. Yeah.
And then you can test out your cure for death on me in the future.
That's exciting. Maybe don't burn me.
Mm. But mostly, I don't care because I can't care.
But you could wake up and care again.
I could. Yeah, I could. But how would that work? I don't know. Some future technology weird shit. Where you just wake up and you're like, what? Oh. Oh no! What did I do? like, what if you like come? I don't know, because you're just like, huh?
What if it's like the thing where people say, like, if people from hundreds of years ago came here, that their brain would be overloaded and they would like die?
Yeah, I mean, you'd,
so
I don't know.
That could happen. With that's hilarious. That's the worst ending. Okay, it's the future. We have all these corpses ready to. I don't know.
Ready to wake them all up?
Yeah.
And everyone's like,
what is this?
What is this? Who are you? Why do you look like that?
And then they're all dead.
Because it'd be like, 1,000 years in the future or something.
Yeah.
Totally different language.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to understand anything. I don't know.
Okay, burn me. I'm back to burn me.
Yeah.
Yeah. We fleshed out that idea. Burnt, yeah.
I want to live forever, so like I get used to that.
Right, I got you.
But like going from whap,
no, right, I don't want to do that.
Oh, ow,
owie, everything hurts.
Everything hurts is weird.
I was old when I died, anyways. I don't want to do this again.
I don't want to do this. Yeah, death though.
Clone me, freeze me. Clone me, freeze my baby body.
Oh yeah.
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 Okay, that's my new. Don't burn me.
Don't.
I got a new plan.
Don't burn. Clone me, freeze you.
Clone me. I'll raise it till it's like 6 months. Freeze it.
Freeze the baby.
Yeah. So that can be woken up in the future.
So that one. But I'll tell you what. If they can cure, wake you up from death,
mm-hmm.
It's probably pretty easy for you to like not look old, right? Like they could probably reverse the aging thing if they got a handle on it.
You're right. Yeah.
So,
you're right.
So I'd be cool with that.
Okay.
And I assume they'd have like classes and stuff for you.
Like how to come back, how to join society again.
Yeah.
You're probably right. They would.
And there'd be a lot of things.
A reintroduction.
For that. Yeah, just be like, so?
They wake you up in like a 2015 setting.
Yeah. I don't... Yeah. Yeah, like a normal, just like a setting that they, like, this is what we think you were probably used to,
right. And we'll introduce new things every day. This is a smorgasbord cat.
This is a smorgan cat. They talk to you.
They talk now.
They are sentient. Cats are sentient now.
Once you wrap your mind around that, we'll go to next room.
Can I talk to one?
We'll do that tomorrow. Let me just look at it right now.
All
right.
They just look like a regular cat.
Yeah, but
I think it's fine.
No.
No,
okay.
I think I get it.
No, okay. You need to talk to one.
I got it. And you talk. Then so they're horrifying. They're like, well, they're sentient. They're just assholes.
Yeah.
They're the biggest assholes on the planet now.
Like a cat is.
Like a cat like cats were, now they can talk.
Yeah.
And are sentient.
They are mean.
They are.
It's not that we don't think you could handle it. It's just.
It's just.
They're so mean.
They're so mean. And they're not like evil. It's just they're. They're just nasty.
They say the worst things to you.
And they say the wrong thing. Yeah. It's always the wrong thing.
The wrong time. We'll save it.
We'll save that for later. Anyway, yeah, we're going to freeze our bodies.
Yeah.
For the future when there's a cure for death.
Great. Sounds like a plan. I love it.
I think that's cool. I think let's do that.
Don't die in ridiculous ways.
No,
just drink water.
Just drink water or Gatorade, depending on if you are or not on ecstasy.
Okay.
And yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
You're welcome, everyone.
Yeah. Take that and run with it.
Okay. Rate us and stuff on iTunes, please. If you make it bad, make it a bad thing.
Yeah. And share by word of mouth. Be like, hey, listen to this podcast.
Or if you don't like it, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Because that'd be weird. Be like, I hate this podcast. You should listen to it.
Yeah.
Or you should say that. That'd be fun.
Who knows? Anyways.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, Charlie. You're my friend.
Bye, Drew. You are my friend. Bye.